Animals howl, animals bellow, animals screech, shout, squall, whine. We are animals. We are animals. Shh. Shh. It's all right, baby girl. It's all right. Shh. Shh. Trapped, threatened, frustrated. There is no option. The primal scream comes. There is no option. The primal scream comes. There are not many places available to scream. I often wish I lived in the wilderness, in the mountains or forest somewhere, by a pond or somewhere, where the only contact I have with other human beings is by rumor from a bird's chirp, or a lion's roar, or a thunderstorm. Shh! Shh! Thunderstorms are my companions. They comfort me because they teach me how much I am not in control. They are the discordant music of sky gods. Thunder is drumbeats, thunder is drumbeats. Lightning is an accompanying firework show, and when the sky claps, my heart beats harder. The rhythm of the moment knocks me off my feet. I run to the window. I want to get closer to it. I go outside and dance in the shower after tree branches have fallen. My daughter is frightened. She hides beneath the sheets. She tells me she wants me with her. She doesn't want me near the window. Do not go near the window, Mommy. Do not go near the window. She begs me not to go outside. Storm showers can be violent. They are the violins and oboes, the brass, the piano chords, struck at once with rage and temper. When they subside into lady rain, they become the cellos and woodwinds, the piccolo, the xylophone. Shh, shh. It's all right, baby. It's all right. Calm down. There is nowhere to scream. I often wish I lived in the wilderness, in the mountains or forest somewhere. There is nowhere to scream. This is the city, the sprawling metropolis. Concrete cannot understand a scream. Concrete cannot understand a scream. Ah! Neighbors will call the police if I run to the street and let out a shriek. Uniformed officers will show up in moments to handcuff me for disturbing the peace and haul me away to a concrete shelter where I will be caged and fed like an animal through a metal window. A judge will rule me insane. Insane. And order my restriction inside a frozen institution decorated with bars on windows. I will be confined in a white suit with buckles and led to a darkened room where they will lock me up and hook me up to electrodes designed to examine my thought processes. They will feed me chemicals intravenously. They will put foul-tasting pills beneath my tongue and force me to swallow. I will become distorted, unfeeling flesh, passionless, eyes fixed and dilated, sitting in a hardback chair near a back window, apparently observing air currents and worms which crawl on the windowsill. No, you cannot scream in the streets of a sprawling metropolis unless you wear torn, tattered clothing with mud stains and carry a sign that says you are homeless. Only then will you be ignored and allowed privacy, but only for short, irregular pieces of time. Short, irregular pieces of time. Ah! Babies get to scream. They are allowed to wail, and when they do, they are comforted by Mama with stroke and calm voice. Shh, shh, it's okay. Shh, shh, it's okay. Why are babies allowed to scream and we are not? Who will comfort me? Who will comfort me when I wail? I often wish I lived in the wilderness, in the mountains or a forest somewhere. I am painting a picture of a white bird with wings spread, the sunset his halo, his beak pointing east. Below his left wing, he has a man's torso. There is an old woman's face embedded in his belly, creased, defined. Her cheeks are sunken hollow. Her cheeks are sunken hollow. Her eyes are deep set in her head. They have shadows around them, shadows around them. The woman is me. The woman is me. The woman is me. She is embedded into the chest of a bird, the man's torso framing her prominent cheekbones. The bird can scream. The bird can scream. The bird can scream. She cannot.